At the outset, it was a campaign that defied easy predictions. It looked as if the war in Iraq would be the top issue, but the sad state of the economy has eclipsed it. In the Republican race, Senator John McCain of Arizona came from behind to trounce the presumptive frontrunner, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. On the Democratic side, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton of New York appeared to be the frontrunner early in the campaign, but it now appears that Senator Barack Obama has overtaken her, even in the all-important delegate count. Over the past week, he won all 8 Democratic contests, scoring decisive primary victories in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. But suspense is still high because some of the biggest states, such as Texas and Ohio, have not yet held their primaries. America's friends and critics abroad are caught up in the excitement of the presidential race as well. Douglas Okwok, associate news editor of the East African Standard in Nairobi, says Kenyans are traditionally interested in the outcome of U.S. elections, but this year's race for the Democratic nomination has a special dimension.
Because Barack Obama has his roots in this country, you believe if we have an American president who has got his roots in Africa, probably would understand African issues in a better light.
Barack Obama's late father was born in Kenya, Mr. Okwok notes, and as Kenya was plunged into violence following its own presidential election last month, Senator Obama told VOA that he was deeply troubled, and he pled for a peaceful resolution to the crisis. Najibil Basi, diplomatic correspondent for Al Arabiya Television, says there's also great excitement in the Middle East over the American presidential race. Ms. Gilbasi says she was in Illinois last week covering Super Tuesday, the day when voters from 22 of the 50 U.S. states chose their preferred candidate.
I think if Barack Obama is elected president to the United States, it will talk volume about America more than it talks about Barack Obama. It means that America is ready to elect somebody who came from a background that anybody can identify with, a son of an immigrant, divorced parents, and then he makes it to Harvard University, to a state senator, and then to a senator in Washington, and now the first viable African-American candidate. People are very excited about it.
There is also extraordinary interest in the presidential race in France, according to Corinne Len, Washington correspondent for Le Monde.
It is the end of the Bush presidency, and the French want to know who is going to come next, hoping, of course, that it will be a Democrat. Naturally, the second source of people's interest is the fact that both Democratic candidates are absolutely unique, since we have a woman, well-known in France and appreciated a lot, Hillary Clinton. And Barack Obama, the fact that he offers a post-racial figure who transcends race is attractive to people in France.
But people in France are also very concerned about the conflict in Iraq, Ms. Len says.
The French mostly care about the end of the Iraq war, and it is true that both Democratic candidates are proposing a way out of Iraq and a troop retreat. I think it is something every French person agrees with.
Of course, the war in Iraq also resonates with people in the Arab world, Nadia Bilbasi says, although she notes that attitudes toward each of the candidates tends to break down from country to country.
If you ask an Iraqi, they will say that obviously they don't want American troops to withdraw because that ultimately will affect the security of the country. So in their interest, probably to have a Republican president as opposed to a Democrat.
And that favors Republican frontrunner John McCain, who strongly supports Washington's current policy on the war in Iraq and the troop surge. But elsewhere in the Arab world, says Najibil Basi, people are looking forward to a new administration.
It's not a secret that President Bush, at least in most part of the Middle East, popularity is extremely low. So they're looking for a new way that America deals with very complicated issues in the Middle East, including Israel, Palestine, Iran, Iraq, Syria, the war in terror.
Iraq and related foreign policy issues are important to American voters. Both Democrats and Republicans say they are even more concerned about the flagging U.S. economy. The focus of the presidential race now shifts to Wisconsin, where both parties will hold a primary next Tuesday, and to Hawaii, where there will be a Democratic caucus the same day. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.